What if I told you that everything that you've been searching for, the happiness, the peace, the fulfillment, abundance, everything you already possess. In the next 12 minutes, you will learn three fundamental principles which comes from the ancient wisdom of Vedanta that can literally stop your search starting from today. After studying various philosophies, teachers, teachings, and books for more than a decade on the nature of reality, on manifestation, on consciousness, and on how life works, I discovered the three principles that transform my life forever. And the first principle itself can totally flip your worldview upside down. But before we go there, you need to first understand why most people are stuck in the never-ending cycle of seeking. Most people spend their entire life chasing the same elusive feeling, never realizing they are trapped in a cycle designed to fail. Now, this is not your fault. This is how our mind is, and this is how society conditions us to think and seek different things. The real problem is not what you're seeking. The peace, the joy, the fulfillment, even abundance, they are real and they are attainable. But the approach is wrong. Sri Ramana Maharshi once said, "Happiness is your nature. It is not wrong to desire it. What is wrong is seeking it outside when it is inside." With this, let me give you the first principle that changed my life. This is, whatever I'm seeking is within me. I am truly infinite. Now, this might sound simple, this might sound like a cliche, but if we truly understand the depth of the statement and the truth behind it, your life will never ever be the same starting from this moment. Now, you might have heard of this before, that what you are seeking is within you and you are what you seek and everything is within and so on. Yet, you might have not gone deep into this and truly recognized the truth behind this. You might feel skeptical. You might think, if this is true, why doesn't everyone experience it? Why do we feel limited, incomplete, constantly searching for something more? The answer lies in conditioning. We have been conditioned because of evolution, because of our society, because of our education, to think and behave this way. We have not paid attention to that aspect of us which is within us. Science teaches us that consciousness is produced by the brain and that awareness is just electrical activity in the neurons and that we are finite biological machines in a mechanical universe. And society teaches us that we need to work hard, we need to compete, we need to constantly strive to make a living, to succeed, and to experience fulfillment. But that fulfillment never comes. Advaita teaches us that consciousness is the source of all experiences, not a byproduct of neurons. Consciousness is not confined to neural networks, but exists as something far more fundamental. The Chandogya Upanishad says, "Tattvam asi." You are it. You are that which you are seeking. The happiness, the joy, the bliss, the abundance that you're seeking is you yourself. Not figuratively, not metaphorically. Literally, you are infinite. Literally, you are the joy, the fulfillment, and the abundance that you are seeking. If you shift your attention from the external reality to the internal reality, everything can change in your life. Now, consider a very positive emotion that you might have experienced in your life. This might be a sunset, for example. You might have sat down to experience a blissful sunset. Now, in this experience, the bliss that you experienced temporarily, was it coming from the sun or was it manifesting within you? Vedanta says, bliss is always there within you. That infinite potential or possibility is you yourself, but your conditioned mind keeps it away from you. Even if you are seeking success in your finances or relationships or health for that matter, even then you must look inside. Because when we tap into that dimension of ourselves, which is truly infinite, then all areas naturally manifest in the best way possible. So for decades and decades, you can chase external success, or you can listen to the ancient wisdom of Vedanta and shift your approach and change where you're paying attention to and go within. And within months or years, you can achieve what you are not able to achieve for decades and decades. This is the power of consciousness and conscious creation. Let us discover the two more principles that can change your life. Now, before we go there, if you resonate with these concepts and if you resonate with the process of conscious creation to consciously create and manifest the ideal life for yourself by working on the deepest aspect of your being, that is your swabhava, your core identity, then check out the link in the description to watch our free training on conscious creation. Now, the second principle is that everything is one in essence. This is actually an extension of the first principle. If we are that infinite consciousness, and if there is something which is truly infinite, then everything must be that. As per Shankaracharya's logical explanation of reality, he tells us that if something is truly infinite, then nothing can ultimately exist apart from it. Because if anything exists apart from a truly infinite being, then that infinite being is not technically infinite. There is a limitation to it. And we can recognize this within us through self-inquiry. Now, everything is one is a very, very important understanding. This doesn't just change how you see the world. It completely eliminates the source of human suffering by dissolving the illusion that creates isolation, competition, and fear. And our minds immediately fight this idea. Our mind and our ego wants to retain its individual identity. Immediately, your mind might say, then why am I experiencing this duality? Why am I experiencing this separation? Right? This is again because of conditioning, because of karmic conditioning, because of societal conditioning, and primarily it is also because of evolutionary conditioning. To survive as a species, we should have a strong identification with the body. That is why we think we are this body and this mind. But we have not questioned this assumption. Vedanta says we are all one. Again, not figuratively, but literally. But we have identified ourselves with this individual body, with this limited being. That is why we are experiencing this limited identity, and we are also suffering because of it. We are jealous, we are competitive, we constantly compare ourselves with someone else, with the rest of the world, and nothing is ever enough for us. Even billionaires are not happy in this world. Even celebrities who seem to have everything are not happy. This is because nothing will ever be enough for us until we have everything. And everything is that infinity. Having infinity through an external means is impossible. The universe is endless. So Vedanta says, go within and understand that your own essence is infinite. Your own nature as that infinite consciousness is that infiniteness that you are seeking through your exploration and your pursuit of money, success, fame, and so on. When we understand that everything is one, everyone is one, then every petty comparison and jealousy fades away. Even fear fades away. Who will we fear from? Of course, this understanding is very difficult to fully digest. But we can at least begin at a very conceptual level, at a superficial level, and slowly digest this. The more we accept this, the more our life will transform in a beautiful way. Now, these first two principles might sound to you like a philosophical exploration, but yet they are very practical. And what is even more practical and very, very important is the third principle, which is this: you are your biggest ally and your worst enemy. This comes from the 6th chapter of Gita, and it is the 5th verse of the 6th chapter. This principle gives you the power to consciously create your life. Most people never use it and they live an unconscious, unfulfilled life. When I understood that the external world is simply a reflection of my core identity, of my swabhava, everything became very clear to me. What was happening, why it was happening, and what I can do to change it, everything became clear to me when I understood that everything is connected to me and I am responsible for my reality. This is not a motivational quote, but it is the ultimate empowerment tool that determines every experience you have. That is what the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita always taught us. You are responsible for your life. Your relationships, career, financial state, and daily experiences mirror your deepest beliefs about yourself and reality. And it primarily mirrors you as a person, as a swabhava. For some of you, this might be uncomfortable to hear. You might feel overwhelmed with the amount of responsibility that you have. But yet, the deeper we go in this exploration of life, the more we realize that whatever has happened to us and whatever is happening to us, I am only responsible for it. My life is my responsibility. Now, working on your swabhava and shifting it and refining it transforms your external circumstances in measurable ways. It is the natural law, and this process is conscious creation. But this identity is an unconscious identity for most of us. We are not aware of it. We are not aware that we are consciousness and we are temporarily identified with a swabhava, with a nature, and our life is connected to our nature or swabhava. So understanding this and consciously working towards this should be our goal from here on. These three principles form a complete system for ending the search and beginning conscious creation. Your infinite nature, the oneness of everything, and your inner identity as creator of your external reality work together to reveal that you never needed to search at all. The answers that you are seeking is within you. The source of everything is within you. And everything is one, and that one is you yourself. Just staying with this truth and going deeper and deeper into this truth will get us everything that we are seeking and even more.